Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our weekly, yearly cycle updates where we're talking about what's going on God's calendar during this time of the year. So we're transitioning in the fall here, transitioning into the fall. And this is a time of year, as we get into the fall, where God often begins to initiate some, we talked about transfers and transitions in our lives. This is a time of year where God often begins to transition us to the next level. He begins to open some doors, maybe close some past doors, to open some new doors. But one of the things about these doors that God begins to open in our lives is it's going to take some faith and courage to go through those doors. Because the next level is often not what we think it's going to look like. The next level is usually a little different. And what I've learned is on the other side of that door, usually there's going to be a greater level of work and responsibility, because to whom much is given, much is required. There's going to be a greater level of work and responsibility and stewardship that goes along on the other side of that door, onto the next level of what God has for you for your life. But really, one of the biggest things that's going to happen is when God begins to open these doors to the next level, often there's going to be all these thoughts that creep in where you say, you know, am I good enough? Am I capable? Am I going to be able to do this? And that's where this other level, this next level, often looks a little bit different than we expect. Because for us to go to the next level with God, here's what it usually takes. Jesus says, what is the work? People asking Jesus, what is the work of God? Jesus says, the work of God is this, to believe in the one that he sent. This work that's on the other side, it's going to be a much higher level probably of productivity and growth and responsibility and stewardship on you. But, and you might be asking, am I capable? Am I able to do this? Am I deserving of this? And in all of those cases, the answer is probably, well, maybe, maybe not, maybe so, depends on the person. But usually that next level, what it requires of is a learning how for you to rest and to rely and trust on him to flow through you more. That next level with God of what he's called you to in life, it's usually about you learning how to rest more and to allow him to do more work through you. Jesus says, it's not me who does the work. It's the Father in me that does the work. It's the Father in me that does the work. It's learning how to get out of the way more and to allow him to do his work through you. Because he can do more through you than you can ever ask or think or dream or imagine how, according to the power that's at work within you, his power that's at work within you. It's stepping into a greater level of that. And one of the biggest things that I think that happens, as he begins to flow more work through, he begins to produce more. And all of a sudden, you can be a good steward. You can manage these resources. You can do the things that he's called you to do because it's him doing them through you. And I believe one of the biggest things that happens is you see him doing more and more through you, helps you to know him better, to know his heart, to know his love, to know that love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, to experience it, the heights, the depth, the width, the breadth of it. To get rooted and grounded in that love of him, love of God. I think that's a lot of what this next level is about. So we're going to pray a very simple prayer today, asking for God's help with this. Father, we just thank you for all you've done in our lives. We thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time ever began. You've got these amazing plans for our lives, all these open doors, and the doors that you open, nobody can shut. The doors that you close, nobody can open. We thank you for these opportunities that you give us in our life to go to the next level. And we're asking for your help to help us to make those transitions easily and effortlessly and successfully in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. So if doors begin to open over the next few weeks here, opportunities begin to open, transitions begin to happen during this time of the year, oftentimes that's change and that can seem scary or overwhelming. You might have those doubts and fears that rise up, but keep your eyes fixed on him. If it's happening during this season of the year, it's probably him who's making them happen. And he's working everything for your good and trying to move you to this next level, the next level of relying and trusting on him even more, to do more work through you. It takes a higher level of just believing on him and trusting in him. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to the AbundantLifeTrainingCenter.com.